We're hoping Keith Cramey would bring a little sunshine.
You got me.
I know. That's what I... Yeah, he's shining. Look
yeah,
at him.
Yeah, the ray of sunshine's right here in the room.
Keith Cramey, Midland University Director of Student Success and Athletic Student Achievement. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
How many years has it been now at Midland University?
I was afraid that question was coming up, Chris. Yeah. This is number 32.
Good
deal. Came back in August of 92 as the Sports Information Director and done a lot of different things, but have been in this role in the Student Success Center since 2015.
Yeah, that's got to be a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's fun being able, knowing what's kept it fun is doing so many different things over the years. And I don't mind the more normal hours than I had when I was in athletics for all those years. Enjoyed every bit of that. But the role that I'm in now serves all of the students, our office does. And it's really pretty cool to meet those students where they're at and then see them persist through to the graduation point.
So it's not just athletes. This is every student, right?
This is all 1,150, 1,200 students, undergraduate students, come through the Student Success Center. They're assigned to one of eight academic advisors, student success advisors. We have three that work just with our freshman students, our first-year students, and they stay with them the entire first year, have very intentional touch points with each of them. It's way more than just academic advising. It's, you know, we have students from 40 different states, 25, 26 different countries, and so literally every conversation with every student is different. And those first-year advisors do a tremendous job of transitioning, helping those students transition that first year. You know, some are from close by, some are from Texas or California or Hawaii, Alaska, making sure that transition is going well. And then, of course, some of the conversations turn to how they're doing in their classes and getting them ready for the spring semester, which is we're still wrapping up. Our spring semester will start a week from Monday, so the 15th. So we're still wrapping up some spring registration. So the first-year advisors will repeat that cycle then in the spring, and then they hand them off to the program advisors, which there's five of us, and that's by academic majors. The first-year advisors are all parceled out by activity, either athletics or performing arts or academic honors students. But then we divide out by academic major, and they'll stay with that advisor then the rest of the way through graduation.
Probably a lot of back and forth with, I don't know if I really want to do this. What do you think? Do you think I should try another major? Those kind of things. I bet there's a lot of that.
Oh, there's all kinds of conversations like that, because students will come in with the mindset that they want to do X, but then they maybe take a class in another area, and that really sparks some interest for them. Or they realize maybe that major, the academic piece, wasn't what they were banking on.
Right.
So it is. It's a lot of coaching. To go back to the athletic days, it's a lot of coaching and advocating and helping those students, but helping them make those decisions for themselves, not telling them what they should do or shouldn't do. You don't ever want to dash somebody's dreams of wanting to be a teacher or an accountant or, you know, a doctor or nurse. But be very transparent with them at the same time that, well, so maybe this class isn't really going that well for you. There's going to be a whole lot more of this down the road. Maybe we should take a look at something else.
Yeah.
But ultimately our job is to support them and encourage them to continue to pursue those dreams.
I don't know if I say this one right or not, but do you intentionally try to keep people in Nebraska, or do they say, well, I'm thinking I'm going to go back to Florida and this is what I want to do?
I don't know if it's intentional. I think you'll see a lot of students that come from a distance really like the Midwest, and they'll choose to stay here. That happens a lot. There are plenty that get homesick and once they've graduated, you know, they will go back to Texas or California or wherever they were from. You know, I'll use myself as an example. I grew up in Texas. I swore for the 4 years I was a student at Midland that I would never live in the state of Nebraska. And now I've been here for 32 years and have absolutely no regrets about that at all. It's been fantastic, you know, seeing Todd in here and talking about Fremont High School and, you know, both of my kids were products of Fremont High and were, you know, enjoyed every bit of that. So Fremont's been very, very good for us.
Yeah. Would you say more students tend to stay in the Midwest instead of going back home or not?
I don't really have a measure for that. I do know that it happens frequently. They'll stay in the, whether it's here in Fremont or, you know, the Omaha Lincoln area. We see plenty of kids from distance, students from distance that will stay in the Midwest. And some of them will tell you it's as simple as they enjoy the change of seasons. You know, our students from Hawaii, not that they all stay here, but they get a kick out of the, well, maybe not a kick, but they enjoy the change of weather, the cold and the snow and the fall and the spring. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily have all of that, you know, where they come from.
Yeah, on the athletic student achievement side, I would imagine you have quite a few because we have 32 sports.
33.
Almost every kid who attends Midland is playing, aren't they?
Say, of the 1,200 students, approximately 800 of them have come to Midland because of one of those 33 varsity sports. We also have a tremendous number of students in the performing arts. Mm-hmm. So it's fair to say our student base is very extracurricular activity connected.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, we own that. We know that. That's the drawing card for us. And then in our responsibility then in the Student Success Center is to make sure that, yes, we acknowledge you came here to do X, but in order to do that, you have to get it done in the classroom, be successful in the classroom. Yeah. Or you'll be sitting and watching your teammates play.
Yeah.
Or you won't be on the stage, you know, performing because you didn't meet those academic standards.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the other part of my responsibility is I still am part of the athletic administration leadership team.
Right.
So I do go to all the athletic meetings and the administrative meetings. And the easiest way to describe it is being a liaison between academics and athletics. And so I take our messages on the academic side to the athletic meetings, share that with coaches and staff, and then I bring any concerns back to our office as to what coaches maybe are seeing or hearing. And it's all about collaboration. I mean, it's not just us in our little office. You know, we work with the Reg office and the athletic department, the performing arts, the deans of the different colleges. So it truly is a team effort throughout the campus.
Yeah, it's hard for a kid to slip through the cracks.
Yeah, I was going to say, what a great way for it.
We work really hard not to let that happen. It's a partnership. You know, a partnership can only be as good as both parties are making that.
Mm-hmm.
I said earlier, you know, we meet those students where they're at, and some of those students don't think they need extra help or whatever. And we're going to continue to
reach out
to them and to get them to move along the spectrum a little bit and become self-advocates, you know, for their own learning and their own education.
Yeah. Do you partner with businesses?
We help in the internship piece.
Okay. I was going to say,
but that's more the academic dean. So again, it's that collaboration.
Yeah.
We know that a business major has to take an internship probably that junior or senior year. And so we'll get them the proper paperwork and give them some suggestions. Mm-hmm. But then they work with Rita Bristol, for example, is the supervisor for all the business internships. And so that's more of a one-on-one. But we make sure that it's part of their academic plan.
Yeah. Talking with Keith Cramey, Director of Student Success and Athletic Student Achievement at Midland University this morning. If someone has an idea, how would they reach you?
Oh, they can reach me through email or give me a call. It's kcramey@midlandu.edu, and it's 402-941-6059.
All right.
Feel free to reach out and let me know if there's any questions or if I can do anything for anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
A great student service there.
Yeah, that is, really definitely. Is. Yeah. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate the time.
Yeah, Keith Cramey. We'll talk to you later. Have a good week.